This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A lot of people think you may never play another down as a Raider. What would you say to that?
All I can control is this talk we're having right here. And then after we're done with this, all I can control is the next thing that I'm on to. So I'm going to get up in a minute and get a nice workout in. And that's all I can control.
That was Devontae Adams right now, currently at this very moment, a wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. Talking with Kay Adams on Up and Adams on the FanDuel Sports Network. He said the next thing I'm doing, and then Kay Adams hits him with it. Oh God, one more time.
What? Oh God.
One more time, Cal. Kay Adams was so surprised by the answer, she just drops an oh God right in the middle of it. Next thing I'm doing is I'm going to work out, is basically what Devontae Adams said. And that was shocking to Kay Adams because she asked him point blank. People don't think you're ever playing for the Raiders again. What do you say to that? Well, I can control this interview right now. And then the next thing I'm going to do, .. Oh, God. He's not going to play for the Raiders beyond the next couple of weeks. I think he's probably going to be a Raider this weekend. I don't think that you're going to see a team make a splash for him right now. Usually deadlines or when these things happen in a couple of weeks, not to mention Devontae Adams' contract comes down like $960,000 with every passing game. Steelers have about $9 million in payroll. There's a couple of things the Steelers could do to fit Devontae Adams under the salary cap. If they really wanted to, they could restructure Minka Fitzpatrick's contract. I've seen that thrown around on Twitter. You could also restructure Devontae Adams' contract. The next 2 years aren't guaranteed, so you could change some of that. If you wanted Devontae Adams to just be a rental, he could just be a rental.
Yeah,
I've seen some people say these next few years, the cap hit's way too high. You don't have to pay him a dime of that if you don't want to. You get rid of him right at the end of this season. So if the Steelers want Devontae Adams, here's the point. They can get Devontae Adams. And Adam Schefter, he tweeted out yesterday, Raiders have informed other teams that they would consider trading wide receiver Devontae Adams for a package that would include a second-round pick and additional compensation. Jonathan Jones of CBS tweeted, sources believe a potential Devontae Adams trade would require teams to get permission to speak to Adams about a reworked contract. Raiders were shutting down trade talk as recently as late last week, but have become more open to it since Sunday evening, end quote. And then one more thing, Doran, before we discuss. Cordarrelle Patterson of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he tweeted out, sounds like he wants to be a Steeler, end quote. So I think there are a couple of teams that become the front runners here. They come to mind immediately. The second you read a Schefter, you're thinking Jets.
Yep.
And the relationship between Rodgers and Adams, and they scored 9 points, and you're in it to win it all this year. You think Washington, because they were considering the Brandon Ayuk thing, you would think, and Jaden Daniels is playing out of his mind good football. And then, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the silver medalists for Brandon Ayuk, they haven't stopped wanting a wide receiver. In fact, it looks like they desperately need a number two. You willing to make a move for this guy?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. I wouldn't even think twice. I wouldn't even think twice about it. There's another team to throw in there, the Buffalo Bills. They could use a wide receiver, too.
And same with the Chiefs.
And Chiefs.
But I find that one hard to believe. The Raiders and Chiefs, that's a rivalry that goes back forever. And in most instances, I don't think that matters too much. But when your owner's a Davis, I do think it matters.
Yeah.
Like, I would be shocked. They have a need. Of course they have a need. Rashee Rice, he's out for a long time. He might still be able to play this season. Initial thoughts were he'd be out for the whole year. He might be able to play. They need a wide receiver. Hollywood Brown ain't played. He's been hurt. I just don't think he's a landing spot. That's a good one you bring up, though, in Buffalo.
Yeah, they need one. They need one. Obviously, with Stephon Diggs being in Houston, you see what their receiver situation is like. They have some decent guys, but not the guy. But the Steelers, this is different than Ayuk now. Like, just what you said, this is different. You're going to have to compete with some teams to get the right appropriate deal in place for Devontae Adams. But if you do get it done, this is exactly the piece that you're looking for. It's exactly the piece that you're looking for. I mean, he is a dynamic receiver. He would be the number one wide receiver. George Pickens, number two. George Pickens' production would not fall off. It actually probably would even get even better because, you know, he wouldn't be the focal point. Like this, if it is a second-round pick and they say that they're looking for a second-round pick, it's probably they'll settle with a third. If you can restructure and figure out the financials of how to make this work, you have to be on the phone right now.
Here's a text. And I'm with you on all that. They need to be heavily involved in their pursuit of Devontae Adams. 11 targets for George Pickens. 4 for any other wide receiver in the game against the Colts. In a game where your quarterback threw for 300 yards. So they're getting darn near zero production from wideouts not named Pickens. Now, running backs made some plays in the passing game. The tight ends made some plays in the passing game. Strictly wide receiver. 4 targets to guys not named Pickens. Here's what the texter said. 0 reason to make this trade if you're going to get rid of him at the end of the year. Jeez. You keep that same energy with the Pirates? I'm serious about that. So this trade deadline with the Buccos, where they're right there, you've got Paul Skenes, and you're battling to try to make the playoffs, maybe try to win the division for the first time any of us can remember. And the Pirates weren't interested in a rental. I would have taken a rental. I would have taken a guy. You could bring in a rental who can hit 30, 35, 40 home runs in a season for you. You want to try to win now.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates never try to win now. They get crushed for it. Now we got a texter saying, oh, you don't want Devontae Adams if he's a rental? Please. It doesn't mean he'd have to be a rental either. You could always restructure. You can figure it out. Omar Khan, as good as it gets in the NFL at making stuff like this works. But let me be very clear. If you gave up a third or a fourth round pick for Devontae Adams, and all you got is the rest of the season, I am still absolutely in. Win a playoff game and then see what happens. Maybe you win the division. Where's their weak spot? That's the weak spot.
Yes.
You know, depth on the offensive line, not great right now because of injuries through no fault of their own. That kind of crap happens. They're largely deep everywhere else. They don't have a number two wide receiver. And if you can rent one, rent one. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Look, this offensive line is going to take time to gel, and thus your running game is going to take time to get better. How do you get your running game better? You make teams have to account for Devontae Adams on one side and George Pickens on the
yes.
other. Hey, I ain't playing an extra safety in the box with those two guys out there. Like, I think he transforms their offense overnight. If they get Devontae Adams,
he's a guy. He hasn't fallen off either. Like you could see some receivers, and you know they're older, they're banged up. Even DeAndre Hopkins is a little banged up. He's a little bit older. I still would take him, but like he isn't that DeAndre Hopkins we saw 5 years ago. Devontae Adams has not fallen off at all.
He had a good year last year.
Good year last year. You know, with different quarterbacks. This you're absolutely right. This does transform the offense overnight, and this is that proposal. And I think they've been waiting for this. They had the idea that they wanted a number one or number two receiver whenever they were in the Ayuk sweepstakes. And I don't think that went away. It's not like they weren't calling on other players. They called on Devontae Adams before. I think that they might have called on DK Metcalf. I think that they might have called on Terry McLaurin. They've been looking at this potential issue for and to solve this issue ever since Deontay Johnson got traded.
Yes.
And they'd never gone away from it. Just because it didn't work out with Ayuk doesn't mean that they're like, okay, we're just going to settle and roll with what we have. I still think that in the back of their mind, they looked at that trade deadline and were like, we need to still be active in this arena.
Yes.
And they need to get this done.
Jay Glazer reported on Fox before the first game of the season that that trade with Ayuk was about to go through, and he painted a picture of Kyle Shanahan running up the stairs. I guess they don't have elevators in the Santa Clara office of the San Francisco 49ers.
Takes longer. You got to wait for the elevator.
They did hit the button and come down. You could always get stuck in an elevator. Trusted his legs. He bet on himself. Okay, fair enough. But they were about to trade for this guy, Brandon Ayuk. And so if you're going to trade for Brandon Ayuk at $25 million a season or more, I think you're going to be in on the Devontae Adams sweepstake. And whenever you look at the odds, Steelers in the top three, wherever you look betting-wise, top three to acquire this guy. Texter, man, that went from a second-round pick to a fourth-round pick in quite a hurry just to support your own stupid argument. I will be shocked if they get a second-round pick for Devontae Adams.
That's how things work. They say they want something, and they settle for something else.
We want a second and more is what they're saying. They're not going to get a second and more. I know that, to your point, they will have more teams vying for his services, but there is a similarity with the Brandon Ayuk situation, and it's what that Jonathan Jones from CBS tweeted out, that a potential Devontae Adams trade will require teams to get permission to speak to Adams about a rework contract. So you've got a player that's going to cost a ton of money against the salary cap this year, even though it does come down with each passing game, and a guy whose contract does need to get reworked. That means you're not going to give up a king's ransom for him, because you're not only acquiring the player, you're acquiring the financial baggage, and there does need to be some salary cap gymnastics done in a situation such as this. You don't see the big round, the big time picks go in deals like this. Now, maybe you're the Jets and you're dumb and you get desperate and Rodgers is making a stink and you got he's fighting with his head coach, Robert Saleh, after games in the media, and you feel like, we're just going to give up the second round pick. Maybe, but I would be surprised if that's the way that it goes. 412-928-9370. One more text here, and the text line brought to you by Eggerson & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I had the same question last night that this texter asked, and I looked it up. Can the Raiders retain some of Adam's salary if we trade for him? Absolutely they can. Absolutely they can. So if you just look on the cost, how much cap space do the Steelers have? What's he cost the next few years? You think, it can't work. They can make it work. So what would you be willing to give up for Devontae Adams? We want to hear from you, the listener, coming up next. You can always tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 412-928-9370. Best caller on this gets a pair of tickets to see Stevie Wonder on October 8th. And here's another question. How do you view the Steelers right now as a contender? And how would you view them with Devontae Adams? Because I think that answers the first question. If you think that they're an elite team with this guy. 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Davante Adams, according to reports, has officially requested a trade. There's another layer to this. Antonio Pierce, the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, liked a post on Instagram saying that Davante Adams shouldn't play another down for the Raiders. So he's not going to be a Raider beyond the trade deadline. This isn't one of those things. Are they going to move him? It's not like Ayuk.
Right.
Ayuk, he could stay a 49er. Then he does stay a 49er. Did I just spit on you?
No.
I saw you back up a little bit. I saw a little spittle come out of my mouth. You backed up.
I'm getting away from your Band-Aid.
Oh, okay. Should I leave the Band-Aid on the ground?
No.
For Mulsey and for Pony?
What's Callis doing?
Callis is trying to get us to stop the Band-Aid talk. That's the way he went about it. Just fade the music right back up. 412-928-9370. A texter makes a good point here. Don't you think the Steelers might look at what they've got going on now with their offense, with their quarterback, and say, we need a wide receiver number two now more than we thought we would have coming into the year because of how good the quarterback has progressed and played. I'd see it that way. You know, I thought that if they weren't going to have another wide receiver two that's a good player, that you're just going to run tight ends, you're going to run the ball, you're going to throw the ball to tight ends, and then George Pickens is going to have to be your big play guy. That's kind of the way Arthur Smith has done it before when he hasn't had a legitimate number two. But the way Justin Fields is throwing the ball, I think if you're Arthur Smith, you go into Tomlin's office, and then I think if you're Tomlin, you go into Omar Khan's office and say, I want to see what we can do with a guy like Davante Adams.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm viewing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you would think that before the season, they needed a number two. Well, I don't know how they looked at this because you'd think that they would have done their due diligence and would have waited with Deontay Johnson. And I know that situation probably was very bad.
Yeah.
But they clearly were okay with what the situation was right now, knowing that this could pan out the way it is. But I don't think that they wanted it to pan out the way it is, if that makes sense. I think that they always wanted another guy and have a plan B for Deontay Johnson. It just didn't work out, and they were going to have to live with their warts. But now it's like, okay, Justin is playing well. We know what it looks like where we didn't think that we would get into this situation. Now we have an opportunity to enhance the situation again. Let's get this done. Like, I think that you, if it is, if they don't budge on a second round pick, I'm giving that. Like, I know that usually in these situations that it is, they do accept lower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will say, okay, we'll settle for a three or a four. But if they don't budge, and the price is what it is. Like, I think that the Steelers have to really look at themselves in the mirror if they financially can make this happen to understand that this could really put them and separate them from everybody else.
And don't you find out more about Justin Fields if you add a playmaker of that caliber?
That as well.
Yeah.
That as well. And it takes a lot off his shoulders. And even if it is Russ at some point, it takes a lot off of Russ's shoulders as well.
You're just a much better football team.
Yeah.
And I think you're the AFC North champion with Davante Adams. The Steelers' defense, they had some gaffes. I blame them for the loss on Sunday. I expect them to correct those things. I do. They've got too good a personnel to be that bad defensively. I think the first three games, that is more in line with what the Steelers' defense is than the last game. I hope it's an outlier. I think it's an outlier. They're going to have to prove it's an outlier. They should think that their offense is better now than they thought it would be. I don't know that they thought that Justin Fields could be this good. And if you add a Davante Adams, I'm not saying they're going to jump to the top five in the league in scoring. But in a game that you have to win in a shootout, I'll put it this way. If they had Davante Adams on Sunday, they probably win the football game.
Mm-hmm.
You probably get another score in that game, or you at least take it to overtime. 412-928-9370. A reminder, October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Let's go to the phones. Andros in Pittsburgh wants to talk to Davante Adams. Good morning, Andros.
Good morning, fellas. Long-time listener. I enjoy the show. But I just want to let y'all know, this is like being at an art gallery, man. And you got a beautiful Picasso painting. There, you pull all stops, you make this happen. And he's not no number two receiver. It's like a 1A and a 1B.
Yep.
Him and Pickens together, man, I'm telling you. Davante, he's like a Swiss Army knife. He does it all. He runs beautiful drag routes. He can stretch the field. I think if we can make it happen, make it happen.
Thank you for the call. We're going to put you on hold, Andros. You could have a chance to win those Stevie Wonder tickets. It's a good call. I just watched some Davante Adams highlights while I was going to the urination station between segments, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
This guy can still just flat out play.
Yes.
Flat out play. Yes. Contested catches, run after catch. You don't have to put a perfect ball on him. He can contort his body. Seems like he's got strong hands. This is Davante Adams. It's not a poor man's version of Davante Adams. It's not an aged out Davante Adams. You brought up DeAndre Hopkins. You're seeing not as good of a DeAndre Hopkins as there once was. We're not seeing that with Davante Adams. And the quarterback play, come on, hadn't been all that good in Las Vegas. Let's go to Joe in Oakmont. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
You know, just getting home from work. But, you know, I offer second-round pick and a fifth, honestly, because that dude can still play. And honestly, on our team, he's the number one. He is the number one if he comes here to Pittsburgh. People don't want to like to hear that, but he will be. Secondly, then, you know, quarterback has a good game on Sunday. I call Miami. Hey, maybe we'll take your second or third, take that blow off us, and I would love to know how much they can retain in salary, because I would even go a second and fourth if they take $10 million each year on his cap.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Doran, you brought this up yesterday. If you're going to flip Russell Wilson to Miami and not get a player in return, and you wouldn't get a player in return, you use that pick then to go get Davante Adams. You said that yesterday before all the Davante Adams stuff came out. Yep. Before Cam Adams was moaning into a microphone, you threw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea. It sounds like Tomlin is in a place finally where he's going to allow Justin Fields the opportunity to be the Steelers starting quarterback going forward if he plays well and wins. Next week, Russ Wilson's going to be healthy, unless there's a setback. He's going to practice more this week than he has. Next week, I would think he's going to practice in full every single day, which means he's tradable. Means there's controversy. Means there could be locker room friction. You flip him to Miami, you get a pick back. You flip it for Davante Adams. Now we're cooking.
Or, I mean, and I know how Antonio Pierce thinks, and, you know, he's a former player, so he wants to win. And nobody, you know, the Raiders have been in just, you know, they've been the bottom of the barrel for a long time, but they want to win this year. They have a really good win against the Ravens, and it's early in the season. I mean, would you think about trading Russ to the Raiders? For and also attach maybe like a seventh round pick or something, and take some of the cost off.
I mean,
they need a quarterback.
Yeah, if they wanted to do that, if that's what it came down to, yeah, hell yeah, absolutely, 100% yes. I think backup quarterback is incredibly valuable in this league. But you brought up a good point yesterday too. Ryan Tannehill's still out there. Ryan Tannehill knows the Arthur Smith offense. He would be jumping on moving train. He's a viable backup. He could do what Joe Flacco did against the Steelers on Sunday.
Yes.
So Russell Wilson could go. Davante Adams comes in if they would want to do something like this, and you could still have a veteran viable backup quarterback. To me, that's a perfect situation because Ryan Tannehill's designs of being the Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback. So none of the Russ Wilson friction would exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think there's a slim, if not a great, a slim possibility of there being some friction just because of how much some of these veteran defensive players did pound the table for Russ to get him here in the first place. So just get him out of here. You're not tied to him.
I'm sure those veteran players would be okay if you got Davante Adams in return.
I think they would because they're seeing what they can do with Justin Fields.
Yes.
George Pickens said yesterday, Justin's not much of a vocal leader, but he's playing well.
Yes.
And that's why he likes him. That's all that really matters. 412-928-9370. Should the Steelers make a trade for Davante Adams? What would you be willing to give up? And what would it mean if they did acquire him? Would it change the ceiling for the Steelers? How far could they go? 412-928-9370. And Doran, I'm going to ask you another Davante Adams question when we come back. Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette Steelers insider, going to join us in 25 minutes. We'll get a season wrap-up from John Wehner at 8:35 on the 76-win Buccos for the second consecutive year. And then Doug Whaley in with us from 9 o'clock until 10. We're live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Want to know if you're in on Davante Adams, or I should phrase it better, if you think the Steelers should be in on Davante Adams. I think they are in on Davante Adams. The money situation shouldn't keep them from being in. But one thing I'm curious, Doran. So, according to Jonathan Jones of CBS, Adams' representation is going to be able to talk to teams about his contract status, restructuring, things of that nature. So let's pretend for a second like Davante Adams can choose where he wants to go. And let's keep the Chiefs out of this. Because, again, I don't think Mark Davis is going to help the Chiefs. I just don't. I don't know that that's good business. You get the best offer. You should take the best offer. You're not competing with the Chiefs anytime soon. But I don't think he's going to do it. So let's put them to the side. So let's say you get the Jets, you got Washington, you got Pittsburgh, you threw in Buffalo. Are the Steelers fourth on that list if Adams gets the pick?
Yes. You want to go with the best quarterback. And then if you narrow it down, it's like, okay, who am I familiar with? And can I hit two birds? Can I kill two birds with one stone? Can I get the best quarterback and I'm familiar with them? There you go.
It's the Jets.
Yes.
If he could pick, it's the Jets.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
There's no doubt about it. And that market, I mean, you know, it's a big market. You know, you could, I mean, the Jets, it's in New York. You get to play with Aaron Rodgers. I don't. With Nate Hackett? Yeah, I think he was with Nate Hackett. I think, it's, let's say that he was with Nate Hackett, and we'll look in the break and see if he was. You know the offense. So there's another thing.
Well, it's Rodgers' offense, too. I mean, right. Rodgers wanted Hackett because, I mean, Hackett stinks.
Yeah.
But Rodgers and Hackett had a good relationship because Hackett lets Rodgers walk all over him. He's not going to view it this way, but if I were giving him advice, I would say you don't want to go to the Jets. Like I think that's the number one destination he would personally want to go based on his relationship with Rodgers, based on Rodgers still clearly having it. I think that's a ticking time bomb. I think that situation is going to go up in smoke, man. I don't think they're winning the division. I think Buffalo's that team. They should be second. They should be a playoff team. They laid a complete egg at home to the Denver Broncos. I don't know how anybody loses to the Broncos. Now the Broncos beat two teams. We saw them play. You're allowed to get better. I get that. But you've got Robert Saleh saying after the game that they need to work on their cadence because at home they had five false start penalties. And Rodgers basically put his coach on blast.
Mm-hmm.
This the week after Robert Saleh.
He's used to all that stuff, though.
He's used to Rodgers' BS.
He knows. And you know Rodgers isn't going to throw him in a bus. Oh, that's all he's worried about.
Hey, that's what I'm saying is if I'm Adams, I'm not worried about it. If I'm Adams' agent, I'm saying, buddy, just this thing looks like it's going to explode over here. Hey, I would be shocked if this doesn't get worse publicly in New York.
There is a dark horse that I just thought about. You want to take a guess who it is? Dark horse team.
Nay. I was trying to name myself some time there.
Think about the scenarios.
No, wait.
That Davante Adams has been in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dark horse. And I did see that this, not this team, but a team in that area could be interested. So it, to me, it points to that team.
All right, tell me.
New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. They could use receiver help. They have Chris Olave. They could use receiver help. And who's their quarterback? Derek Carr, who... That's the reason why Davante Adams went to the Raiders, because they played together in college at Fresno State. And he was very upset whenever that situation ended with Derek Carr, because that's his boy.
Public about it, too,
So it's like, hey, we wanted to create something in the NFL with the Las Vegas Raiders. We didn't get to do that because somebody stepped in and took away my counterpart. Let me go to New Orleans where they are winning. They are putting up points. And Derek Carr's definitely on the phone with him right now saying, we can do this again. We have another shot at life. I guarantee that that's a dark horse team that he would probably have a choose to go to. You talk about familiarity. You talk about good quarterback.
Relationship.
Yes. They could use receiver help too, even though they're scoring points.
I think I'd rather come to Pittsburgh than there because of the Tomlin thing. That's always something. Mike Tomlin says he likes to keep those timeouts in his hip pocket. You got to keep it in the hip pocket. Did players want to come and play for Mike Tomlin? I think that helps. I would not. I have to look at their salary cap situation. Again, all this is fluid. I'm not saying the cap's made up, but if you want a guy, you can make it work. See what's going on with the 49ers. Could be a dark horse. Nay!
There has been, I did see something come out that there is an NFC team that is definitely interested.
The darkest of dark horses, the mystery team.
That is
I love Saints. A mystery team.
That's the Saints.
Oh, it's the Saints. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So you've already covered the mystery team, is what you're saying. Okay, that makes sense. I think if Davante Adams is a Steeler, I give them a better chance of winning the division than if Davante Adams is a Jet, the Jets winning the division. I still like Buffalo to win that division.
Well, you don't have to worry about Miami or New England.
I know that. So you're banking on some wins there, but so are the Bills. I think the Steelers with Davante Adams are the division favorite. I believe in Lamar Jackson more than a lot of people here locally do. The defense figured it out, at least in the last game, and they've got good players on defense. Kyle Hamilton's a star.
Yep.
He's an absolute star. They got other good players, too, defensively, and it took them some time. They figured it out with Derrick Henry. I get all that. I know all that. I think the Steelers and Ravens are going to be so close in record when they play at the end of the year. It's going to come down to those two games. The Steelers have had the Ravens number 7 out of the last 8 times. Now you add Davante Adams. I think they got a really good shot to win the division now, despite this loss last week. You add Davante Adams, I really like their chances, and I think Buffalo stubbed their toe. I think Buffalo is going to be a team that wins 14 games this year, and I think they're going to run away and hide a little bit from the Jets.
Well, if you're the Jets, the last thing you want to happen is Davante Adams to go to the Bills. So to me, the Jets are going to – they will give up whatever. You cannot let that happen. You cannot let the Bills get Davante Adams.
Correct. I think when it's all said and done, like this is all fun, hashtag Davante Adams watch. It's radio. I mean, it's what you do.
Right.
It's what people are doing all across Pittsburgh right now. Hey, do you think Davante Adams is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler? They got a shot. They're going to be in it. I think he ultimately is a Jet. I think he's a Jet. Because I think if you're Buffalo, even if you don't think it can happen, even if you're not really interested, you put it out there that you are.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Jets we're talking about. I don't think Joe Douglas is good at his job. I don't think it's a good organization. Hasn't been for a very long time. If he's not going to be a Bill, you want the Jets to pay top dollar for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want them to have to give up a lot to get him.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think the Bills will be publicly in this thing.
I feel like the Steelers are basically last in the sweepstakes. Now let's see if Mike Tomlin has his aura about him that can... Lore.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
what? So here's a question. So what would be the lore to come to Pittsburgh? What would, like, if you were Davante Adams and you're like, okay, I have these four teams on the table, what would be the reason why you would pick Pittsburgh, honestly?
Well, you know you're going to be in it. Like, you know that. Like, that's not a guess. You know you're in it because Mike Tomlin's never not been in it. And I think you're looking at a quarterback situation now in Pittsburgh for the first time since Ben was healthy before his elbow fell off, before his porn addiction. That was an unfair shot. Sorry, Ben. That, hey, if I get open, I think I might get the ball. Now, all those other places, you would say the same thing. I don't think the Steelers win a tiebreaker here. I also don't know it comes down to him making his choice. Like, if you only have one team willing to talk his representation about a restructure, then you have to send him to that team. But if you've got four teams willing to talk restructure, I do think ultimately you'll get the... You'll get the team that offers the best will be the team he lands on.
Mm-hmm.
Where for Ayuk, that wasn't necessarily going to be the case. It wasn't going to be about compensation. It was just going to be about where's Ayuk going to be able to go. So I think it's different from that standpoint. But I also think the Jets are going to be willing to give up the most. Crap. 412-928-9370. Up next, Mike Tomlin said he was griping to the NFL about that bad call on Micah Fitzpatrick. What did the league have to say in response? We'll talk about it before we talk to Ray Fittipaldo at 8. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Wanted to play the Tomlin clip where he's talking about the NFL officiating and how he talked to the league office and they agreed the Micah call was bogus. but Callis couldn't find it. And as a good quarterback, I will take responsibility. I might not have put it in my folder this morning because I moved a bunch of stuff around. But Callis just continuously into our ear said, I can't find it, I can't find it, I can't find it. And why do I feel like that sounds like him having sex?
Mm.
I went a long way for that pot shot there.
Probably, I knew you were going to go there.
Probably too long for that one.
Congratulations. Never heard that one before.
I have no problem with Tomlin doing the due diligence there and talking to the league office. Sometimes I feel like you go too far. Like you lose a football game and then you blame officiating. He didn't blame the officiating.
Mm-mm.
And it wasn't the reason they lost the game. But you do need to get some clarification on that. Because it was crap. And I'm sure you want to find out if your guy's getting fined or not. Because not only is a fine not good for your guy, but also means if he does something like that again, he's a repeat offender. So I'm happy that Mike Tomlin did check in on that. You know what I found out during the break, Dorn? November 5th is the NFL's trade deadline. It's also election day.
Oh.
Is that a good Twitter day or a bad Twitter day?
That's a bad Twitter day. That's the worst Twitter day that could ever probably happen in Twitter's history because of the no check marks.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of fake accounts.
Oh,
a lot of
God.
Fake things happening. I mean, it's going to be awful. Awful.
I think what I need to do between now and then is make sure I don't accidentally click on or find political stuff and just try to keep it all football. So when I flip to the For You tab, I get the sixth wide receiver from Buffalo getting traded someplace. And I get that instead of some election misinformation.
Yes. Yes.
Because I love that For You tab. I live on that For You tab. Texter, if the Raiders are petty enough to like that post about Devontae not playing again for the Raiders, I'd believe they're petty enough to send him to a team he doesn't want to go to. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, Antonio Pierce liked that post.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the head coach. I don't think he has a say of where Devontae Adams is going to go or if Devontae Adams wants to go somewhere and they axe it. And that's the GM, Tom Telesco.
Yeah.
That's his deal, and that's Davis's deal. So I don't think that Antonio Pierce really has a say-so in where Devontae Adams is going to end up.
I read it like he's just going to wash his hands of it. Like, he doesn't want to deal with that at all. And not that I think he has anything to do with personnel decisions. I mean, he's a first-year head coach after doing a decent job as the interim guy last year. He ain't making personnel decisions.
No. Nope.
He's washing his hands. I will say, what a bad look.
Terrible.
Can you imagine if Tomlin did that? He would get creamed. You can't do it.
He has too much former player in him. He has too much player in him.
Antonio Pierce?
Yeah.
I think it's a learning experience. Like, I would think it probably won't happen again. But it shouldn't have happened in the first place. Right. Like, that's where this is all born from. Like, Devontae Adams clearly not happy with the situation. Antonio Pierce, after the 2 games ago, comes out and says players are making business decisions. That was probably the first seed that's planted. But the second Antonio Pierce likes a tweet like that, if I'm Devontae Adams, I am out.
Out.
Out. Now, maybe you can make the argument that Antonio Pierce is playing chess, not checkers. He wanted Adams out. You like the post and get him out. Still a bad look. Can't happen. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us next. Much to discuss with one Ray Fittipaldo. But first, fan weather. And that's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. I'm making weird eye contact with you right now. Visit Sun Chevrolet in Washington Road in McMurray or at sunchevy.com. Today, a high of 69, low of 55, 45% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.